Quick show of hands. How many of you, give me a hand if you remember the first time you threw one of these. Yeah, not bad. Maybe you even remember what it looked like. Or maybe, of course it wasn't me, but I know a guy who has a friend who the first time he ever threw a frisbee, and maybe even the last time he threw a frisbee this past Sunday. So it went something like this. You take it, you throw it, it goes up, it arcs beautifully. And it's looking like it's going to peak, and it's going to go straight down the land right next to right corner. And then, as it reaches the peak, something weird happens. And instead of continuing to go beautifully straight, it like veers off to the right and ends up like 30 feet to the side. And your game of ultimate doesn't go quite the way you hoped. That sounds familiar. I want to share with you a mashal inspired by the words of the Ramchal, the end of the first paragraph of Masilas Yesharim. He talks about gold and jewels, zav and pninim. I want to talk to you about frisbees. Why does that happen? And maybe you'll even pick up a practical tip for your next ultimate game. Because why does it happen? I threw it and it was going beautifully. It was going straight. And then all of a sudden it went off. Why? So the easy answer is, there's a big difference between holding it when you're ready to launch totally flat and straight and parallel to the ground versus it being just a little bit off. If you hold it beautifully straight like this, it's likely to rise and fall straight, smooth, land where you want. But if it's off just a little bit, just a couple of an inch or two, like that, it's going to rise straight. But that inch or two of being off, when it gets to the top, is going to make it slide to the side, 20, 30 feet. So there you have it. It's a practical ultimate advice. But here's the question. Does that make a whole lot of sense? I mean, it ends up 30 feet off from where I was trying to throw it. But when I was, my mistake was just an inch or two. Like, how does that make any sense? An inch or two off like this yields 20, 30 feet to the right, 20, 30 feet to the left? How does that make any sense? The answer is, well, it's all in the throw. That hole, it's going to, your frisbee is going to fly forward 40, 50, 60 feet. That entire 40, 50, 60 feet of flight is all the result of that one flick of the wrist. That flick of the wrist, less than a foot, is really powerful. That one flick of the wrist generates that whole long flight. That means any little divergence, any little difference in how you throw it is going to make a big difference in how it lands. Any little improvement in how you throw it, because that throw is so powerful, because that one flick of the wrist is generating so much flight, any little improvement is going to make a big, big, big improvement in terms of the result. If we appreciate the impact of what little things do, we appreciate the value of making what seem like small improvements. What difference does it make whether the frisbee is an inch up, an inch down, a couple degrees off? What difference does one little conversation make? One little comment to someone? Of course we should talk. Everyone should be talking in the middle of davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it really matter if I talk to the friend next to me also? It's a little kind of little comment. One little post. One little jive. One little... I was off of my Shabbos game. Just for a minute. What does it really matter? What does one little mitzvah matter? What does one little avera matter? If you recognize the power of every action in terms of what it generates, Ramchal says, yeah. If you recognize the value of what you're creating through your actions, that your little actions matter so much. If you recognize that every little decision generates almava, every little decision is way more than a flick of the wrist. So an inch or two of improvement in the generator, in the mitzvah, in the little decisions that I make, have massive, massive improvements in the impact that they make. That's the lesson of the frisbee flying into the summer. I'm making little decisions today. Little decisions about honesty. Little decisions about comments that I make. Little decisions about how I start the day in the summer. Those little decisions have big impact. Little teeny improvements that you can make a massively a massive difference, a massive uptick in terms of how your life moves forward. I wish you all a productive day, a productive summer, and great clarity in making great decisions.